Krishna himself. Now, did we discuss beforehand who Krishna is? What is the difference between Krishna and Vishnu? How many of you know the difference between Krishna and Vishnu? Okay, very good. So all of you know the difference of Krishna and Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Narayan? Narayan also is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But who is Krishna? Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead from whom all the incarnations have become manifest. So Vishnu, Narayan, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, they all are expansions of Krishna. But the thing is, there is no difference between Krishna and his expansions. This expansion takes place like 1 to 2, to 4, to 5, 6, 7, 8, unlimited number. They're expanding, but same personality. Can Krishna do that? No. Krishna has two types of expansions. One expansion is Krishna himself expands. They are known as Swamsa. And the other expansions are Krishna's expansions as parts and parcels. Like, if you imagine the sun as Krishna, then the rays of the sun, unlimited rays are coming out of the sun. But these rays are just a minute expansion of the sun. Qualitatively they are one, but quantitatively they are different. So jivas, we, the living entities, are like those rays of the sun. If Krishna is the sun, then the jivas, the living entities, are the rays that are coming out of Krishna. Now, can a ray be equal to sun? Never. But qualitatively, is there any difference between a ray and the sun? Maybe somebody can. Ganganaran? Somebody can go and ask the mic to be little... Huh? I know. Oh, acha, it's not the temple. Temple room ki? Oh, this is outside. Oh, okay. Okay, ki, har, sanki, harinam. Yeah. Okay. So, this is one type of expansion. The rays coming out of the sun. Hari Bol, get help. Bolte hai bolte. Huh? Mandir te darkar. Mandir te. Now you can consider another kind of expansion of the sun. The sun becomes two. One sun became two suns. Three suns, four suns, five suns, six suns. 100 suns, 1,000 suns, million suns. The same sun is expanded. So they are known as Swamsa expansions. So Krishna's incarnations are those expansions. Same person is becoming many. So they are the incarnations. There are two types of expansions, incarnations and the living entity. Avatar and jivas. Now, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. There is no difference between Krishna and Nrisimha. There is no difference between Krishna and Varaha, Kurma, etc. In this respect, in Brahma Samhita, an example has been given. Just as one lamp lights up other lamps. To light the other lamps, you need one lamp. Now, once the lamp is lit, is there any difference between the first lamp and the lamp that has been lit? Same lamp. But there is the original lamp that lit the other lamps. So Krishna is that original lamp that lit the other lamps. So that Krishna eternally resides in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. And that Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. The other day we discussed about the duration of Brahma's day. How many of you remember duration of Brahma's day? Very good. I have a beautiful audience. So everybody I can see is listening very carefully. So duration of a day of Brahma is Chaturyuga multiplied by 1000. 1000 Chaturyuga is the day of Brahma. So in a day of Brahma, this original Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes just once. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead comes just once. Almost at the midday, at about say 11:45 at late morning. So at that time, original Krishna comes. Now what is the difference between Krishna's incarnation and Krishna? Okay, let's put it this way. Krishna resides in Vrindavan. And the original the incarnation of Krishna resides in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. The difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan is, or different between incarnations and Krishna himself is, that Krishna does not act like God. Krishna doesn't act like the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna acts like a cowherd boy. In Vaikuntha, Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nrisimha is Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these incarnations are Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all their devotees who surround them, they know that they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and their attitude towards them is full of reverence, respect. Like if you know that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how will you behave? How will you treat him? How will you react towards him? If you are a devotee, if you know who he is, what will be your reaction? You will just surrender to him. Oh my Lord, please accept my respectful obeisances. But if one is Hiranyakashipu, then it's different. If one is a demon, then his attitude will be different. Oh, who are you? Right? That is also possible. Who are you? But that is not a favorable relationship. They are called vairibhava, animosity. Relationship based on animosity, enemical. You are not God, I am God. Sometimes you hear people say, I am God. But in reality, what they are? They're demons. The demons behave like that. Hiranyakashipu said, I am God. Hari is not God. Krishna is not God. Ravan said, Ramchandra is not God. I am God. Similarly, Shishupala and Dantavakra and others, they didn't say, Krishna is not God. I am God. But for a devotee, what is the devotee's attitude? Will a devotee ever think that he is God? His understanding is clear. Krishna is God, I am his servant. So in Vaikuntha, that is the mood of everyone. Krishna is God, Narayana is God, I am his servant. So this relationship is called in servitorship. So like a servant, accepting him as a supreme. But in Vrindavan there is another kind of relationship. You know, in Vrindavan, as I said, Krishna is not God. Krishna is a coward boy. If you see a coward boy tending some cows in the field, will you think he is God? Similarly, if we go to Vrindavan and if we see Krishna, we don't think that he is God. But how will you feel? He'll feel that he's very close to you because you're a devotee. You're coming across God, you have a natural affinity, you have a natural attraction for God, but God is not appearing like a God. Therefore, there you are having a special kind of prerogative, special opportunity to develop of three very special relationships with him. Those three relationships are known as friendship, parental and conjugal. If you know that Krishna is God, then could you develop these relationships with him? No. So in order to enable the living entities develop these three special relationships with him, Krishna in Vrindavan made everybody forget that he is God. Through his behavior, he is not acting like God. He is acting just like a coward boy. So that they can develop these three relationships with him. And mind you, that is the topmost region of the spiritual sky. The highest region of the spiritual world is Vrindavan. So that Krishna of Vrindavan comes once in a day of Brahma. And he brings Vrindavan down here. And enabling or enacting these pastimes, Krishna enables his devotees to develop these three special relationships with him. So when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, and if you are in Vrindavan at that time, then you could get an opportunity to have Krishna as your friend or treat Krishna as your child. Or if you are a girl, then you could have a love affair with Krishna. So that is the specialty of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So in this way Krishna performed his pastimes. Now after performing his Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna considered that I revealed my Vrindavan pastimes, but how will anybody ever enter into Vrindavan Leela? When I was enacting the pastimes, some fortunate souls got a chance to develop a relationship with me directly. That of course didn't happen accidentally. It happened by Krishna's arrangement. Those who became qualified, those who through their devotion develop their relationship with Krishna, they got a chance to take birth in Vrindavan at that time. So this is how a living entity gets an opportunity to enter into Krishna's pastimes. When you become almost perfect in your spiritual relationship with Krishna, then you get a chance to take birth in Vrindavan, when Krishna is going to perform his pastimes there, or when Krishna is performing his pastimes. For example, whoever developed this kind of attachment to the Lord, like say for example, as I mentioned, young girls love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a boyfriend. So some people develop that relationship with Krishna in other ages. Like for example, when Ramchandra was performing his pastimes in Treta Yuga, and he went to Mithila, the court of Janak, King Janak, to win Sita Devi. Then there were many other girls also present there. And seeing Lord Ramchandra, how did they feel? Seeing Lord Ramchandra, they felt, I wish I could have him as my husband. I wish I could have him as my lover. They felt that way. It's a natural feeling. You are seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they felt that way. Just, I mean, some young girls naturally felt that way. But Ramchandra's mood was, in these pastimes, only one wife. But Ramchandra recorded that they wanted him as his lover. So Ramchandra, what does Krishna do? Krishna fulfills his devotees' desires. So they got a chance to take birth in Vrindavan at that time and get Ramchandra now as Krishna as their lover. You want to hear another set of personalities who became attracted to Lord Ramchandra? Ramchandra banished Sita Devi. You know that? Because some person said something not so nice about Ramchandra and Sita Devi. So Ramchandra banished Sita Devi. So Sita Devi was in the ashram of Valmiki. But when a king performs a sacrifice, then the queen has to be there. Without the queen, a king cannot perform a sacrifice or spiritual activity. This is the custom. The queen has to be there. Now Sita Devi is in the forest, in the ashram of Valmiki. And Ramchandra decided not to marry more than one wife. So what Ramchandra did? He created Swarna Sitas, made Sitas out of gold. And those murti of Sita was kept next to him when he was performing these sacrifices. So he performed many sacrifices. So there were many golden Sitas, Swarna Sitas. So once the Swarna Sitas approached him, you accepted as your wife, but you are not behaving with us as our husband. So Ramchandra said, not in this pastime. So these Swarna Sitas also became gopis in Vrindavan. And then as you know, there were sages. They were experts of Upanishads, they're exponents of Upanishads. So those sages, mind you, they're lifelong brahmacharis. But when they saw Lord Ramchandra, they felt as if they were women and Lord Ramchandra is the man. So they developed some kind of womanly attraction towards Ramchandra. To them also Ramchandra said, I'm sorry, not in this pastime. So they became gopis of Vrindavan. So in this way, in Krishna's path, when Krishna came, different personalities got an opportunity to take birth in Vrindavan and develop their relationship with Krishna as friends, as father and mother, and as lover and beloved. But Krishna considered, after withdrawing his pastimes, well, people will hear about my pastimes, but how will they develop this relationship with me? And his main consideration was, the devotees generally serve me in the mellow of awe and reverence. In the mellow of awe and reverence, following Vaidhi Bhakti, they worship me. It is the scriptural injunction that one must serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of awe and reverence. Nectar of Devotion instructs Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra Bidhing Bina, Vaikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpatoiva Kalpati. If one renders a devotional service, even though very, very sincerely, but if it is not following the instructions, rules and regulations of the scriptures, like Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc., then it will simply create a disturbance. So how devotional service should be executed? By following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. If one does not, then it will simply create disturbance. But Krishna considered, devotees will naturally serve me following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, but by rendering devotional service in this way, when one achieves his perfection, then he'll go to Vaikuntha. Because by practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, when you achieve perfection, you go to Vaikuntha. Then how will one go to Vrindavan? You see, the problem is, when you go to Vaikuntha, what will happen? You will get your eternal spiritual form. You'll get your eternal spiritual form. This form cannot be changed. So how will you then go to Vrindavan? Because you'll get stuck in Vaikuntha. Once you go to Vaikuntha, you'll get stuck there. Because you'll get your eternal form there. That form will always be there. You can't change that form. You can't. So Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. Vrindavan mode is different from Vaikuntha. Therefore, once you go to Vaikuntha, you cannot have access to Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, when this devotee, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is served following the rules and regulations of the scripture or Vaidhi Bhakti, then one will be able to enter into Vrindavan, into Krishna's pastime. In simple words, if you serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following the rules and regulations of the scripture, meaning in dasya ras, in the mellow of servitorship, then you will be related to Krishna in friendship, parental or conjugal relations. So that is why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do? Appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is giving Krishna prem. Direct Krishna prem. Yesterday this point came up, that when one is involved in devotional service, then we have, should we consider that he has already transcended the Karmakanda section of the Vedas and Gyanakanda section of the Vedas and Yoga, Siddhi? Do you remember that? Like we discussed it this way. First stage, first, like just as in school, or in your education system. First you go to primary school, then you go to secondary school, then you go to college, then you go to university. Similarly, the spiritual development also takes place in this way. Generally, first is karma kanda. Then jnana kanda. And then yoga. And then comes bhakti. After passing those classes, you come to the final stage of bhakti. So if we consider karmakanda as the primary school, jnanakanda as the secondary school, yoga as the college, and then bhakti is the course in the university. So if somebody is in the university, you know, first of all, to come to the university, one have to go through all that. Primary school, secondary school, college, and then university. Now, if somebody is in the university, shouldn't you consider that he already passed primary, secondary, college, etc., and has come to the university now? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is directly giving us that university course, access to the university. No primary school, no secondary school, no college. Won't it be wonderful if we have an opportunity to go directly to the university? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is creating that good fortune. Krishna Prem is beyond, Krishna Bhakti is beyond Yoga Siddhi. After achieving the spiritual perfection in yoga, one comes to bhakti, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving it directly. So that means he is already giving it, elevating us to the highest platform. So that's why it is said, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been considered to be very, very merciful. Most magnificent. How will you feel if somebody say nowadays so many boys and girls are trying to get admitted in IIT. And if somebody comes and says, okay, doesn't matter what your qualification is, direct admission to IIT. How will you feel about that person? Won't you say that he is very kind, very merciful? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that. Now usually nobody can do that. Even the Vice Chancellor cannot do that of IIT, right? Even the chairman or whoever it is, the highest person in IIT cannot do that, right? But the Supreme Personality of Godhead can do that. He is able to do anything he wants. And nobody can challenge him. Nobody can question, why are you doing it, sir? If anybody questions, then the king's men will grab him by the neck and throw him out. Who are you to question the activity of the king? So that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy. So in order to bestow this mercy upon the living entities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. You see, it is so rare to have access to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Did you understand that? How rare it is to have access to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes? Just to have access to Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, you know, one has to be so qualified. Right? The sages in the exponents of the Upanishads were once set of people. The sages of Dandakaranya were another set of people. And as I mentioned, the damsels of Mithila, like Sita Devi's friends, they were such personalities. Or if you look at it, the Sutapa and Prishni. Prishni and Sutapa. They perform such severe austerities. And Drona and Dhara. Drona and Dhara, husband and wife, they wanted to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son, and they performed such severe austerities for thousands of years. And as a result of that, they got the position of Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. But for us, what is happening? Do we have to do any such special or perform such austerities to enter into Krishna's pastimes? What is our situation? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Take it. Okay, you want to enter into Krishna's pastimes? Chant the holy name of the Lord. Offenselessly. The rest will automatically happen. Become engaged in Sankirtan movement. You'll have access. So can you imagine what kind of good fortune Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is creating for us? So that is the special prerogative. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and in Shikshashtakam he gave this very, very wonderful process in just 8 verses. How many of you know these 8 verses of Shikshashtakam? Wonderful, very good. And through this Shikshashtakam, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us? He's telling us how we can develop our loving relationship with Krishna simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead bestowed His special mercy in the form of the holy name. And through the process of Sankirtan. And just follow this process and you will achieve your ultimate perfection. So this is the wonderful gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us. And you all have come to this dham of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is known as Audharya Dham. Navadvip Dham is known as Audharya. Audharya means, does this word come in Hindi? Audharya? Udar. Udar, or udar se ye shabd aati hai. Audharya. Ye jo udar bhav jo hai, us bhav ko audharya ka. मतलब बड़े महान, बड़े उदार, very magnanimous, very munificent. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. So merciful. Come, take Krishna prema. In one hand, we are so fallen in the age of Kali. Our condition is so miserable. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, come. Take the greatest mercy, greatest spiritual benefit of being elevated to Golok Vrindavan. So this is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing this wonderful opportunity. Are you all taking full advantage of this Dham, Navadvip Dham. Which place did you all go to today? Jagannath Temple. Oh, wonderful. Did you take prasad there? Okay, now your life is perfect. Yes, Jagannath is famous for his prasad. Jagannath is also very munificent, very magnanimous, and he's distributing his prasad. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Today's topic was it clear? Did you understand? Like it was a little complex topic, but I tried to present it as clearly as possible. Okay, there's some hands came up there first, and then 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, yeah. You see, when you are on the earth planet, when you are in the material nature, then you are kind of open to any spiritual identity. You get it? You see, say from Vaikuntha you cannot change your spiritual identity. But from earth planet, whatever may be your spiritual identity, do you know what it is? Therefore you are open to any identity. You get it. You can, from here, you can go to Brahmajyoti. You can go to Vaikuntha. Or you can go to Vrindavan. Where do you want to go? Golok Vrindavan. Thank you. Okay. What is the Swarup Siddhi? That will, you know, when you practice spiritual life, it will happen. Whatever your sarup is, will become manifest. Do you have your sarup now? Say for example, a tiny spark, does it have any shape? No. So our spiritual identity is like a tiny spark, spiritual spark. We lost our spiritual identity. Right? But as we become engaged in devotional service, our spiritual shape will become manifest according to our service. So that is what will happen. As you become engaged in spiritual life, devotional service, your spiritual shape, spiritual form will become manifest. Not there. Let's go one by one. Was the second one?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, when something is given free to anyone,
when something is
given in free to anyone, he considers it not so much valuable. So how can you convince people that this Harinam is the highest thing we are giving to you?
Yeah, good. That's a good, very good point. And that's the problem. Because we are getting it free, we are not realizing its value. Therefore, we have to be in the association of devotees to recognize the value of Mahaprabhu's mercy. So by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will be able to recognize its value.
How to tell people?
Huh?
How to tell other people?
How to
tell other people its value?
How to tell other people? well, at least you become first convinced. And as you become convinced, to that extent you'll be able to convince others. If you are not convinced, how can you convince others? Dilli ka laddu meetha hai. Agar tum kha ke nahi dekha, to dusre ko kaise samjhaoge ki Dilli ka laddu meetha hai? Good. Yeah. Third is him. So I'm giving it to you in the mic, since the mic is there.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you for the wonderful class. Maharaj, my question is that, like, we serve with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two mellows, like Shantarasa and Dasarasa. So how exactly do we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantarasa, and how exactly?
Yeah, either Shanto or mainly Dasya. You see, Shanto, there is no activity. In Shanto is inactive. So inactive, can the inactive state be devotional service? Can there be service in inactivity? You can't serve while you are inactive. Therefore, to serve you have to be active. Right? Therefore, it is servitorship which is important, not santa. Right? In santaras, what they will do, they'll just meditate. They'll sit at one place and meditate Mahaprabhu's pastime, meditate on Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to become active in Sankirtan, preaching. Right? So that is why servitorship. In the mood of servitorship, we preach the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through servitorship. And that servitorship will be transformed into Vrindavan mood with Radha Krishna, which means friendship, parental, or conjugal.
Maharaj, similar to that question, we often heard one more thing, that like there are two kinds of devotees. One is a Bhajanandi and another one is called Goshtanandi. But we also hear the same thing, the best of Goshtanandi is the best of Bhajanandi. So how do we exactly understand?
See, it will depend upon our state, our nature. Right? Or not only the nature, our physical condition. For example, when the body is active, then how should it render devotional service?
To spread.
Through the body. Isn't it? When the body is active, when our consciousness is in the body, what is the best way to become Krishna conscious? Through the activity of the body. But when the body becomes incapacitated, body becomes old, we can't serve, then how will we serve? In the mind. Right? So that manasa seva is bhajanandi. And active physical service is Goshtiyanandi. In the association of other devotees. Because physical service will be rendered with association of other devotees. Right? The service is going on. Activity will go on spiritually. The body may be lying at one place, sitting at one place. But the mind, subtle body, is actively involved. And then comes to the spiritual body. Gross body, subtle body, spiritual body. So by rendering service through the subtle body, one will come to the spiritual body. And pure devotional service will be rendered through the spiritual body.
As you have said that when one goes to Vaikuntha, he never goes to Vrindavan. So what happens?
One cannot go to Vrindavan directly from Vaikuntha.
what happens with the man who is not aware with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance? What happens with the man that he is not aware with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructions or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? What happens with the man in between end of Dwapur or before appearance of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu? Well, okay, good. They will follow one of the four sampradayas. You know the four Vaishnava sampradayas? Brahma sampradaya from Brahma, Sri sampradaya from Lakshmi, Rudra sampradaya from Lord Shiva, and Kumara sampradaya from the four Kumaras. So these are the four bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas. So one will render devotional service through one of the four Vaishnava sampradayas and go to Vaikuntha. He will not have access to Vrindavan. Okay.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, you told that the residents of the Vrindavan have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Then is it that they don't have any kind of negative feelings like envy towards Krishna?
No, I didn't get that point.
Is it that they don't have any kind of negative feelings? The residents of the Vrindavan don't have any kind of negative feelings?
Who?
The residents of Vrindavan who have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God.
You're talking about the residents of Vrindavan. Who are?
Who don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God.
Yeah.
Don't they have any kind of negative feelings like envy towards Krishna?
Yeah. Okay, good point. No, because there are two types of forgetfulness. One type of forgetfulness is out of ignorance. And another kind of forgetfulness is out of love. Like say, for example, if your brother became the Prime Minister of India, will you treat him like the Prime Minister of India or as your brother? Now, do you know that he is the Prime Minister of India? You know, but to you it doesn't matter whether, because of your intimate relationship as brother. Right? Now, this is another kind of forgetfulness out of love. Not that you forgot, but you know, it doesn't matter. So, in Vrindavan, that kind of forgetfulness of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is out of love. That is like Krishna is my friend. Like just as you feel about your brother. He is my brother. He may be Prime Minister or not, but doesn't matter, he is my brother. Even if he was not a Prime Minister, he would have been my brother. Right? So that is their mood. Krishna is my friend. Even if he's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is my friend. He will always remain my friend. So is there any question of envy and negativity in that relationship? Do you become envious that your brother became Prime Minister? Rather you feel proud. Oh, my brother is the Prime Minister. My friend is the Supreme Personality of God. So that is there. Okay. Yes.
Guru Maharaj, do all the followers of the Goswamis develop Gopi Bhav, or do some develop Vatsalya or Sakya Bhav?
Good point. Whether all the followers of Goswamis develop Gopi Bhav, or they can develop also Sakya or Vatsalya. You see, the Goswami's mood is in Madhurya, Kanjura. Therefore, their followers also will develop the same mood. So the point is, Goswami's followers will all be in Madhurya. Thank you. Yes?
Guru Maharaj, why most of the people are not serious about this transcendental knowledge? Because knowledge is given to everyone, but few people are serious about it. Is there any prerequisite, pious credit or karma is required so that they can understand this transcendental knowledge?
Good point. In which engineering college you are studying?
IIT Indore.
IIT Indore. Why all the engineering students are not in IIT Indore? Or why all engineering students are not in IIT? Because only some get that special opportunity. Right? Why all the people are not engineers? Because some are getting the special opportunity to become engineers or students of engineering college. Right? Or their own nature that they want. So similarly, you see, it is according to our own tendency, our own nature, that we get this opportunity. See, for example, okay, let's now get into another way. How many students are in your class?
120.
About 20 students. And will some students come up with very bright results? And some may even fail? Why? They're listening to the same teacher, going through the same course. Why some are coming up with a brilliant results and some are failing?
Some work hard and some miss.
Because of their attitude. So similarly, in spiritual context also, it is due to their attitude, different people will have different kinds of results. Some will listen to the devotee very carefully, devotee like Srila Prabhupada, very attentively, take his mercy and receive some kind of result. Some will not accept his teaching and they'll fail in the course of their life. Okay. So there are some questions from the internet, and I can see Pankaj Lochan is coming, so that means more questions. you write it down, don't dictate, no? Better. Sometimes while managing devotees, devotees do not understand situation of another devotee and his personal problems and blame him for not doing service properly, although he is trying to do his best. How one should behave in this situation? Chitto Hari Krishna Das from Indore. Well, I mean, this question is not really related to the class, so I don't know. Anyway, since it came up, I'll just answer that. But better, when you ask questions, ask the questions that are related to the class. Because that keeps things focused. The question is, sometimes while managing, devotees do not understand situation of another devotee and his personal problems, and they blame him for not doing service properly, although he is trying to do his best. How one should behave in this situation? Well, try to be as tolerant as a tree, and as just as Maharaj Yudhishthir when you are managing. So that will solve your problem. This is from Sunanda from Visakhapatnam. If we want to act according to Krishna's will, how do we know which is Krishna's will and which is not? Well, if you can talk to Krishna, that's the best possible way. Then you can ask Krishna, Krishna, what is your will? What do you really want? But until you reach that situation of being able to communicate with Krishna, then you ask Krishna's devotees, what is Krishna's will? And the senior devotees will be able to convey to you what is Krishna's will. And then you act accordingly. So the point is, act according to the instructions of the senior devotees. Don't try to imagine things. And don't try to concoct as Krishna's right, Krishna's will. Ramanuja Krishna Das, please clarify in brief the concept of Nitya Baddha and Nitya Mukta. Can a Nitya Baddha Jiva become a Nitya Mukta given by sadhana bhakti? Those who are in the material nature, they are considered to be nitya baddha, meaning bound. And those who are in the spiritual world, they are known as muktas, or liberated. So those who are in the spiritual sky, they are eternally liberated. But those who are in the material nature, since they are bound, since time immemorial, meaning you cannot imagine since when you have been bound, that's why it is called Nitya Bhakti. But it is through sadhana bhakti that one can become liberated. Close the door. And when one is liberated, then it is Nitya Mukta. When one becomes liberated, he is Nitya Mukta. Even through sadhana bhakti, when a conditioned soul becomes liberated, he is still eternally liberated. Prabhupada said, like, when you wake up, then you are out, then you woke up. The dream is not there anymore. So similarly, when you wake up in the spiritual sky, our dream will disappear. This material nature, experience of this material nature will disappear when you wake up spiritually. How many more questions are there?
Four to five.
More coming. Aishwarya Radhika Dasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi Suni Chena. Sometimes it's very difficult to act like that. Please show me some way so that I can always follow this. Imagine a blade of grass lying on a street where millions of people are walking by. And you place yourself in that situation, and then that is the perfect example of Trinadapi Suni Chena. Don't worry about what others are doing to you. Don't worry about what others are saying about you. Don't worry about how others are treating you. You just can maintain a very humble position, thinking that this is all Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement. It is by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangement that it is happening to you. And maintain a very humble position without protesting, without any challenge. And that is Trinadapi Suni Chena. Accept everything as the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is from Chaitanya Charan Das, from Ujjain. As we see in the definition of pure devotional service, one should be free from all material desires. Is it all right to pray for some material facilities to serve Krishna and protection for his pure devotees? Well, praying for service to Krishna and praying for the welfare and protection of Krishna's devotees is spiritual activity. This is not there is nothing material about it. But if you have some material desires also, still you can pray to Krishna. Prabhupada said that if you want something, then pray to Krishna, ask him. There is no need to ask from the demigods. Just ask Krishna. And that way when you see that your desire has, Krishna heard your prayer, your desire has been fulfilled, then your faith in Krishna will be increased. Ratan Chakravarti, what is the difference in relationship with Lord and his devotees in Gaur Dham and Golok Dham? What is the difference in the relationship with Lord and his devotees in Gaur Dham? In Gaur Dham, everyone is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement in the mood of servitorship. Whereas in Golok Vrindavan, devotees in the mood of friendship, parental and conjugal, having their loving exchange. That is the difference. What is this? Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. What is that? Okay. This is the result of IIT Indo students present here. Oh, the IIT Indo students result came out?
Yes.
When? So that means they all passed?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Bhakti Esh Govinda Kaushik. So you got 8.7. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, 8.25. So you've been promoted to second year, or you are in second year? Oh, so this is an exam in second year. Very good. When did the result come out? Midday today.
Two days ago.
Okay, so I would love to announce it. So, Ankit Yadav, very good. Ankit, 8.7 out of 10, yes? That's 87%. Very good. Second year. Bhakta Esh Govind Kosi, very good. 8.25, that means 82.5%. Second year. Bhakta Ruchi Tyagi, very good. 8.18, second year. Bhakta Alok Kumar, very good. 8.4, second year. Then Bhakta Ritesh Khatri. Okay, very good. So Ritesh got 7.8. Then Bhakta Jayant Kumar Mahant. Okay, 7.28. You are in third year. Okay. Okay, very good. And Bhakta Deepak Raj. Huh? Okay. Oh, he's not here. Okay. So, he got 9.1. Very good. Very good. We are so proud of you. Thank you all very much, and I wish you all the best. Hare Krishna. So those who are watching in Mayapur TV, I just want to tell them that we have 8 IIT students from Indore with us here, and their results just came out, and what I read out was their results. They got, all of them did very, very well. So that is the proof that when you become Krishna conscious, you become the best. One student, devotee got 91%. Then most of them are in the category of 80% and high 70%. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Lalita Devi Dasi from Los Angeles. It is 3:15 a.m. here. Thank you. Thank you, Sri Lalita, for staying up from 2 o'clock onwards, or maybe 1:30 onwards, to watch us in this class. We are very encouraged by your enthusiasm. So she's asking, it is 3:15 a.m. here. So nice to hear you, your class, at this time of the day. Or at this time of the night. Thank you so much for your wonderful allocation. Thank you so much for your wonderful association. So that's all. Thank you very much. So we can have a little kirtan today. In a few minutes. Who will play the mridanga? Mridanga player? Come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jayo Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Vishuta Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna.